couple ideas. One is that, so talk about coaching as, so imagine a nice restaurant that has great word of mouth and it does some marketing and, you know, consistently and effectively, and people know about the place, and, you know, you get there and you're greeted warmly and quickly, and you're sat, you know, as soon as possible, if it's busy, whatever, but, you know, sometimes, you know, if it's not busy, you get sat right away. People are friendly. They look you in the eye. They pay attention to you. And, you know, you're sat, and things are clean. You're sat down. The waiter acknowledges you quickly, and you it's really good customer service, and, you know, each aspect, you know, quote unquote, all the basics are taken care of. And, you know, you sit down and it's nice, and it's, you know, it's not too quiet. It's not too loud. It's exactly what you were looking for that kind of thing, whatever that thing is. And, you know, you order your food, you have a nice menu, you have, maybe you have a lot of things to choose from. Maybe it's a really simple menu, whatever, but you know, the customer makes their choice. It's prepared, you know, carefully and quickly and, you know, really well, you know, let's say this restaurant, or, you know, things are really well done and it's blah, blah, blah. So it's really nice. You eat, wonderful meal, the service is great, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, so everything's taken care of. And so my point is, and I have one, that coaching is just the food on the plate. It's critical to your experience of the restaurant, and it's critical to the restaurant and its success. Without food, without really good food, served well, served properly, served, you know, in a timely fashion, the restaurant, nothing else matters. But all the other stuff is really important too. But it's not the food is the food, and everything else is everything else. The coaching is the coaching, but everything else is your marketing and your frameworks and your systems and your training and your customer service and your processes and your onboarding and your free consultation sessions and your giveaway that gets people on your list. And all those things are not coaching, but they're absolutely critical to your coaching business. And this is something I'm learning, like, you know, I'm finally figuring out, or, you know, realizing, or whatever you want to say, that, you have to understand the difference between coaching and everything else, and how important coaching is. But without everything else, you know, the coaching doesn't matter either. You know, it's like, it wouldn't matter how good the food is if someone plopped it on a paper plate and dropped it on the ground in front of you. You know, maybe if it was the most amazing food ever, you might eat it, but you wouldn't go back there. You wouldn't tell your friends about it, or if you did, it wouldn't be good. And all those things. So, you know, the food matters, but everything else matters. So, yes, we have to be fundamentally excellent coaches. And working on our coaching, you know, each day, week, month, quarter, year, getting better and not being stagnant and getting feedback, feed forward, I should say, and all those things. But we also have to work on all the other things, that get people in the door, keep people inside, and get them coming back and telling their friends about what a wonderful meal, I mean coaching, they had. So there you go. Just a thought on coaching versus everything else, and the food at a restaurant versus everything else that makes the restaurant. So there you go.